On your project Invincible, would you say you have something for everyone? You have some traditional, contemporary, R&B. Is that what the project is all about?
Well, I think that's what I try to do is make it so that if a person really likes R&B or likes rhythm and blues or likes jazz or anything that's an American type of music, a style of music, should get something from this album. And it is basically R&B though, in as far as how the music was written. Yeah.
Our guest is Chris Jasper. Chris, where would you like to see Invincible take Chris Jasper?
Well, I would like to see Invincible, exposed to as many people as possible, because I think those messages in there are very, very important. It helps, give answers maybe to certain questions that people might have about the scriptures and about what is really meant there. So I would like to see it exposed to as many people as possible.
Why do we see today there are several artists who are coming over from the R&B, the mainstream style of music, coming over to gospel? It seems like back in the day, it seems like a lot of artists were coming from the church and
Right.
going over to the mainstream R&B style. Why do we see maybe a reverse of that?
Well, I don't know. It could be a number of reasons. Sometimes, maybe an artist may not be able to, get signed to a label to do secular music. That might be one reason. Another reason may be the artist may really want to record gospel music, because maybe that's their roots, but there's any number of reasons. But the reason that I do it is because, like I said, that's the way I live now. That's just me now. And I think it's important to do, honest work. When you write a lyric, it's good to be, it's best that it be honest. And that's why I do
Who is the real Chris Jasper?
it. That if you listen to Invincible, you'll hear it. That's me. A lot of songs that I wrote in the past were, they were good, and they were written from other, different perspectives, sometimes from observation, sometimes, a hopeful kind of message, or just basically writing on a subject matter, But my gospel albums are written from me. They come from inside me. Just like there's a gospel album entitled Faithful and True, which is basically an album of prayers to God, from me. And they relate to just about everyone too, I feel.
Is it hard to separate Chris Jasper from the Isley Brothers?
Not, I don't know if that's totally possible because of the history. And because of, the fact that I wrote so many of the songs, and, like people say, my new stuff sounds like the Isleys. But that's just because I'm writing from my own style. I don't know if that's possible to totally separate it, but I'm sure you can see a difference, though, when you hear the records. There's a lot of differences too.
What's one of the songs you've written that sort of surprised you? You didn't expect it to do what it did.
You mean all the songs that I've written out of all of them? Boy.
I know this is a stretch.
I'm just trying to think. Well, one album you mentioned, the first one, 3 + 3, that was a surprise. And so was, I guess, Heat Is On, too. That was a surprise.
Okay.
Because that was pretty controversial too. Was Fight the Power on it?
Okay.
Those two stick out as kind of, did even more than what we thought, And everything else, the Caravan of Love was a pleasant surprise too.
Okay.
Because that was just with the three younger Izzy's, and that was also a surprise. But like I said, it was a good one.
Well, you know, I grew up as an Isley Brother fan, so and I guess my favorite Isley Brother tune, I was living in Washington, D.C., was a song not written by the Isley Brothers, but it was a cover of Summer Breeze.
Yeah.
And man,
yeah,
oh,
Summer Breeze.
Man, oh, you guys, I mean, the instrumentation, the vocals.
Yeah, that was one of the covers that I mentioned that we were going to do with 3+3 album.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, nobody knew, you know, what the final result was going to be, because these were some songs that we picked, you know, to say, okay, yeah, these are good songs to cover, and we did some other arrangements, but we had to fly to California, you know, to do the record, so nobody really knew what the result was going to be. We were in a new studio, a new environment altogether, and it was great the way it turned out, though.
And finally, I probably said this about 20 times, finally, I'm enjoying the conversation. What's next for Chris Jasper?
What's next?
Mm-hmm.
I'm already writing some new stuff.
Okay.
I got some new stuff in mind to do for another album. So, you know, I'm always writing. I'm always trying to, you know, think of, you know, things that are, I feel they're important to say. So, I'm always doing that. I may do some touring, you know, once I keep promoting this CD, getting a little more momentum build up.
Okay.
So, you know, those two things are in the future.
Our guest is Chris Jasper. Chris, where can one pick up the CD if they want to pick it up worldwide on the web? Is there a website or something?
Mm-hmm. Go to themusic.com, CD Baby, Amazon, and then, you know, local stores, you know, around, you can pick it up. But it's starting to really catch on, so more and more places are starting to carry it.
It's our guest, Chris Jasper. Chris, it's been a pleasure.
Hey, it's been my pleasure, too.
Chris Jasper, the new project's called Invincible, our guest on Star 94.1.